expectation is a cardiology consultation note. Please leave a blank space at the top of the page for my letterhead. The patient is Wenceslao Dumayas. Last name is Dumayas. First name Wenceslao. Middle initial A. Medical record. Leave that blank. Date of birth is 11/20/36. Date of consultation 1/23/13. Primary care physician John Christie, M.D. J.O.H.N. Christie, C.H.R.I.S.T.I.E. M.D. Urologist David McDermott, M.D. D.A.V.I.D. McDermott, M.C. Capital D.E.R. M.O.T.T. M.D. And the reason for consultation, preoperative cardiac evaluation. History, the patient is a 76-year male, originally from the Philippines. Period. He has no history of cardiac disease and denies any prior myocardial infarction or congestive heart failure. Period. He is scheduled to have bladder surgery in February 2013 to control urinary incontinence. Period. From the patient's description, he may have a bladder tumor. Period. He says that he is active and works on a farm in the Philippines. He denies chest pain with his usual activity, although he occasionally develops shortness of breath with strenuous work. Past medical history. Urinary incontinence, past surgical history, number one, nasal sinus surgery, number two, tonsillectomy. Regular medications, Flomax 0.4 milligrams BID. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Social history, he is married, he is a retired FedEx, F-E-D-E-X worker. He smokes approximately 5 cigarettes a day, but has used tobacco for at least 50 years. He drinks beer most days. Family history is negative for premature coronary heart disease and first degree relatives. His mother had diabetes. Review systems positive for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Number two, urinary incontinence. Review systems is negative for fever, skin rash, cough, sputum production, fainting, seizures, and blood in the stool. On physical exam, he is a pleasant, thin, Asian-appearing male in no acute distress. Height 65 inches. Pulse 80. Blood pressure 120/74. The head is normocephalic and day traumatic. The pupils are equally round, reactive to light. Extraocular muscles are intact. The sclerae are anecteric, and there's no conjunctival power. The oral mucosa is pink and moist. The dentition is poor. The tongue is in the midline. The neck is supple and without jugular venous distension or carotid bruise. Carotid pulses are 2+ bilaterally. There's no cervical adenopathy or thyromegaly. The trachea is non-displaced. On chest exam, the apex bead is non-displaced in the fifth left intercostal space. The cardiac rhythm is regular with no murmurs, rubs, or gallops. The lungs are clear to auscultation bilaterally. The abdomen is flat, soft, and non-tender with normal bowel sounds and no hepatosplenomegaly. The extremities reveal no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Pedal pulses are palpable bilaterally. Neurologically, he's alert and oriented to person, place, and time, and there are no focal motor weaknesses. An ECG performed today shows normal sinus rhythm with atrial premature complexes and nonspecific T-wave abnormalities in the inferior leads. A nuclear cardiac stress test also performed today was negative for myocardial ischemia and indicates an LV ejection fraction of 76%. Impression, there is no contraindication to pelvic surgery from a cardiac standpoint, period. I do not recommend any medication changes, period. Thank you for allowing me to participate in this gentleman's care. I would be happy to see him again in the future if the need arises, period. End of dictation. Copy 2. John Christie, M.D., David McDermott, M.D., D-A-V-I-D, McDermott, M.C., capital D-E-R-M-O-T-T, M.D.